Masechet Baba Metzia, Perek Gimel, Mishnah He, a similar Mishnah to the last one, but here we'll substitute utensils instead of money. Mishnah says, Vechen, and the same halakha as the last Mishnah. Vechen is sort of saying that there's a continuation from the last Mishnah. Shene Chelim, Echad Yafeh, Maneh, Ve'Echad Yafeh, Elev Zuz. If you have two people who gave two utensils, one utensil each to a shomer, the first utensil was worth a maneh, which is 100 zuz, and the second utensil was worth 1,000 zuz. Zeomer Yafeh Sheli, Ve'Zeomer Yafeh Sheli. When the owners eventually came to collect the utensils, the first man said, the 1,000 zuz utensils mine. And the second person came and said, the 1,000 utensil is mine. And the watcher, the shomer, doesn't remember which one of them gave him the better utensil. So we say, notenet ha-katan le'ehad mehen. He gives the cheaper utensil, the one worth 100, to one of these men. Umitoch ha-gadol noten demeh katan la-sheni. And from the more expensive utensil, which was worth 1,000 zuz, he takes the value of the smaller utensil, which is worth 100, and he gives that value to the second owner. So the major part of the larger utensil, which is 900, is left over. He gives 100, which is the actual utensil, to the first man, and the value of 100 to the second man, and he holds on to the extra 900 over here. He definitely knows that both people got the basic minimum of what they're entitled to. Everyone got at least the 100 that no one is arguing about. And then the rest of the larger utensil, the value, the 900 remaining, is put away, is set on the side until Eliyahu HaNavi comes back in the times of Mashiach, and he tells us which one of these people deposited the more expensive utensil with the shomer, and which one of them was lying. Rabbi Yosef disagrees, like the last Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yosef, im ken, mahiv sid haramai, says Rabbi Yosef, if both these people are getting back the 100, which is definitely theirs, and the person who gave the smaller utensil is getting back the exact value of what he gave, there's no incentive to anybody to admit that they're lying. They didn't lose out on anything. So they could just keep this lie going and wait till Eliyahu HaNavi comes back and says what's going to go on. You have no way of clarifying the process, and you're not pushing the liar to admit what's going wrong. So therefore, suggests Rabbi Yosef, Ela, Hakol Yehemunah al Shavu Eliyahu, says Rabbi Yosef, everything, both utensils, the entire value of everything should remain on the side and not given back until Eliyahu HaNavi comes back and clarifies. So in that case, you're now motivating the person who's lying to admit it. Now, everybody lost. Even the one who's lying didn't get back even 100 zuz. Nobody got back anything. So therefore, this could serve as the push for him to admit, okay, I was lying. The larger utensil was the other person's. It wasn't mine. Please give me back my smaller utensil, which was worth only 100, but I want to get back at least that.